Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to say, chat, discuss, you want to ask us, you want to yell at us, advice, you want it, you need it, anything. 766-9370. This deal is absolutely awful, and it started out pretty good. And I know Joe watches this show, but now my wife is watching it. We were in limbo, and I've got a few shows that I like to watch on TV, and my wife watches hardly nothing. All she wants to watch is Survivor. Survivor just finished up. They gave another $1 million away. It's downtime, so she has no shows. And then she watches this, I don't know what it is. It's some crappy channel called Justice TV.
Oh, it's good.
And all they do is play crime scenario and all this forensic file stuff, and she watches it. And I wouldn't mind her watching that, but it's all this stuff from like the 80s and the 70s. Everything's pre-HD, and it's just horrible quality.
Yeah, but that's right up your alley, that Justice TV. I mean, you put that on past 8 o'clock, you have nightmares when you go to sleep. That's murder and horror, and that's awful.
I like
good
that.
TV people call that.
I like that kind of stuff, but she watches it, and the channel's just low budget, and she looks at it, you know, every now and then. So what she started watching... And this is the show that Joe watches. She doesn't really like sitcoms, and she doesn't like comedy, you know. She likes weird stuff.
She likes reality TV. She needs to get into some of the Ice Road Truckers. Get her into some of that old stuff. She'll be busy for hours.
That's a waste of electricity. I won't pay for that. But what she's watching now, and we had to watch it last night.
Say it.
And she loves it. She's got to see American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, I knew I'd get her.
American Ninja Warrior!
The show is great, dude. I'm telling you, it's fun to watch, huh?
I despise it, and she watches it. I go to sleep after you see someone go through it. She absolutely loves it. But here's the thing. It's not about what she's watching. It's now, and I said this, and this is my own stupid fault. This is my deal. My here's the thing, and this is true. My wife is a specimen of health. She is the most physically fit, motivated, rock hard, die hard, exercise, eat good person that you'll ever meet. And she goes to the doctor, and this is a true story. She'll go to the doctor and she'll sit down, and the doctor wants to spend more time with her and ask her what she's doing because he's never seen numbers on a person of her age like that. And he's like, so what do you do? So she goes in because she's like, okay, I'm here for my checkup, blah blah blah. And the doctor's like, everything looks great. In fact, it looks so great, I want you to stay longer and tell me, what is it that you're doing?
I want to model some stuff off of you for my other patients.
My wife gets mad at me because I won't go to the doctor, because you know, every time I go, it's like, oh, your blood pressure's high, oh, you got this, you got that. I hate to go. My wife's like, I don't know why you don't go to the doctor, you're so stupid, it's such a guy thing, you need to go to the doctor so you can save your life. And I said, you know what, I'd go to the doctor. If I went to the doctor and the doctor wanted to know what I did because I'm healthier than him, I'd love going to the doctor. You'd love going to the doctor because that's what happens to you. 99% of the people go to the doctor and they tell them you're going to die in an hour.
Yeah, they don't get that same visit, do they?
Yeah, so she's a health nut. She's into all this stuff, and God bless her for that. But last night, she's like, oh my God, I want to do this. I just want to see what it's like. And I'm thinking, okay, she's always said she wanted to go on Survivor and this and that. And I'm
she might be able to do it.
Well, and she's looking at it. And then they have some woman that comes out, some woman in her 40s, and some guy that's like 49, and some guy that's 52.
Did you see the fan favorite chick yet, the brown-haired girl?
No.
Oh, they love her. And she's probably about your wife's age.
Did you watch it last night?
A little bit of it. I didn't get a chance to see it all the way through.
Well, they had all these old guys on there. And all these old people and these chicks on there, and my wife's like, I want to do that, blah, blah, blah. And I said, shut up. You're not going to go on this TV show, and you're not going to go on Survivor, and you're not going to go do this. You're not. And she's like, no, I'd really like to try it. She goes, I really want to see if I can do it. And then I feel kind of bad because I'm like, well, she is kind of healthy, and she exercises and all that. She's kind of strong. And I said, well, what if we built some of this stuff out in the backyard? Like, what if I got a couple of 4x4s?
Why you say things like that? Because you know... I mean, you now are going to have to do that. She'll take you up on that.
And that's,
I would.
That's my deal. That's the stupid part in me. I said, okay. So we build a couple of pegboards, and we build a couple of things that have rings.
Wait a minute. You've done this already?
No. Yeah. Last night I didn't sleep. I went out and I recreated American Ninja.
Well, you just said, so we build a couple of pegboards. Well, I'm thinking, oh my God.
I'm thinking to myself. So I build a couple of these things. We get some posts and we build some of this makeshift stuff and we get some ropes. And because they show all these people on this American Ninja Warrior, they have these makeshift training camps if they don't go into a gym. And there's guys out in the woods or guys doing this and they're climbing trees. And my wife said, yeah, could you do that? Would you build like a thing out there? Just a couple things. And I'm like, well, are you serious? And she said, yeah, yeah, can we do that? And I said, well, you know, this weekend it's like Father's Day. We got to go to a brew fest. She goes, well, not this weekend. She goes, but can we do it this summer? Can we build piece by piece? And not a big track or anything like that.
Where are you going to put it? Like in the field?
Yeah, yeah, I'll put it out on the side of the field, build a couple obstacles where we have this shade. And, you know, we got about, I don't know, 80 feet where we could put this. We could build a couple stuff. And I'm not going to spend a bunch of money on it. I'll get free wood from here and there and do it the best I can. But she's like, yeah, I want that. And I want this thing. So now she's on her phone. She's watching the American Ninja Warrior. And she's looking at all this different American Ninja Warrior crap and all the different obstacles and all this stuff. And she tells me, she says, yeah, I want to do this. I want to build a couple of these. She goes, even if I don't go on the show, she goes, I just want to see if you can recreate them and then see how far I could get. And I know what she's thinking. She's thinking if I do this, then she's going to, you know, want to try to get on the show. And I mean, if she wants to do it, that's fine.
I'll partner up with her and do it.
She wants to win.
I do too.
She's in physical specimen health. I mean, she is, you could not keep up with her.
No, not right now, but you give me 1 year, I might be able to.
Joe, you haven't even, you claimed you were going to become a bodybuilder in 6 months.
I look pretty good right now.
Dana, does he look like any bodybuilder you've ever seen?
No, I don't have muscle.
So again, when you talked about being ripped and becoming a bodybuilder, what were you going to resemble?
I'm getting ripped a little bit.
I think these are words that I'm paraphrasing from Dog. I think he looks like an Ethiopian bodybuilder.
Yes. Yes.
I have lost quite a bit of weight.
Please welcome Mr. Ethiopia. Yes.
Now I'm going to put the bulk on top of what the weight that I've lost. That's how it begins. First you lose it, then you rebuild it. You can't turn fat into muscle.
Yeah, because 6 months ago you said you were going to show noticeable difference with structure, and you were going to be cut, and you were going to have physique, and you were going to have some stuff shown. And I don't think anyone has seen that.
No. You haven't seen that from me yet. But if you build a course in your backyard that I can maybe come out and work on, I think you could see some noticeable difference.
Okay, well now it's absolutely not going to happen. And I started thinking about this. I did. I said to myself, I said, oh my God, what I need, just what I need, another stupid project and something else that's going to take money and take my time. And I'm like, why did I even do it? Now she's all gung-ho about it, and she wants this makeshift course.
I think you should do it.
And she'll probably make me do it and want to get this thing done. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, that's cool. You know, I don't have to sit here and watch these crappy shows or whatever. She wants to watch Survivor or American Ninja War. Go out and play on your jungle gym. You know, I can tell her, just, you know what, just shut up now. You're just yipping on to, go blow some steam off on the course. So I'm thinking, okay, that's a good thing. But then as I thought about it, I thought, no. I know what I'm going to do to get out of this before I should have opened my stupid mouth. I'm going to come home and I'm going to say, and you know this about me, for anyone out there that's bought any exercise apparatus or exercise bicycle, the only exercise you get when you buy these machines is when you bring it home and then when you sell it, when you have to unload it and then you load it. That's the only time they use this crap. And I think about, and I ask you, what are those stupid things that you had to have that you did for your wife or you had to do for your husband? What are those things they had to have and they didn't get used and then the weeds grew around them or they started holding boxes and you had all this junk and this person promised you, yeah, they're going to go out and use it. They're going to cycle every day or they're going to spin every day or they're going to jump every day. And you bring this thing home or you build this thing and then it just goes to pot. The weeds start growing up around it. No one ever uses it. It becomes a Black Widow farm. Junk's on... That's what I'm talking about, because I had another buddy, his wife wanted to walk. He's out on acreage like I am. He's got like 10 acres. His wife said, oh, I don't really want to go to the park. I don't really want to do this. Well, you make me and my daughter a track that we can walk on. So he's like, okay, I got a tractor. What I'll do is I'll put a burn ring around the outer perimeter of the property. He flattens it out. He goes over it. He pours nice gravel over it.
You're kidding me. He went that. I would have just maybe cut the grass in a circle.
No, he sprayed the weeds down. He disked it out. He leveled it out. It was all nice and smooth. Then he brought trucks of gravel in. So and then he compacted it. And he made her a nice walk path all the way around the perimeter.
What's something like that take, all summer?
No, it took him about 3 weeks, three, 4 weeks. He got this done and it looked great. And so, you know, he's inviting my wife over to go walk and jog on his new little track. And then she's out doing it for a little while. And then I ask my wife, is she still walking on that? She goes, well, she's been busy and she hasn't really been walking on it. I said, what's her name, still walking on that, jogging on that track? She goes, I don't really think they're using it anymore. Then we go by there one night, you know, I have a couple beers. I'm looking out there, and before I even ask the question, I see the weeds growing through it.
Oh, no.
I see it hasn't been sprayed. I can see it just, you know, I see gopher holes and squirrel holes in it, and I can see it's just, it hasn't been used in a while. And I go, hey, whatever happened to the track out there? He's like, He cusses. He's like, you got to be kidding me. He goes, you know how much money I spent on gravel? How much time? He goes, honestly, he goes, I put more hours into making this thing than she ever did use it. He goes, what a waste of time. I go, well, what are you going to do with all the gravel? He goes, nothing. You see it. He goes, I'm just going to mow it. I'm going to mow it until all the gravel gets shot all over the field. And he goes, that's it. He goes, what you see? He goes, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to waste money on weed killer on it.
Why would he have graveled it?
Well, because he wanted it nice and compacted, and she wanted it smooth, you know, and he wanted to compact it a little bit so it was nice, and she could use it in the rain. She could use it, you know.
Oh, man, that sucks. That's a lot of work right there.
And he did this for her, and she went out, you know, because I'm going to get in shape. And she goes out, and she uses it like 3 times. She's like, oh, my God, I didn't know it was that big, and the ring was so far, I got tired. Then she didn't use it anymore.
Does it count if you're buying stuff for you?
I guess that would count, too. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you're going to get little things that maybe you thought you would use.
Yeah, what was that thing you had to have? You brought it home, yeah. And then you never used it.
Yep.
766-9370. Let's go to Bob. Bob, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hands free.
Yeah,
oh, yes, you are, neighbor.
Woo-hoo! Yeah. So it was 2 things. One, for my wife, it was a treadmill.
Told you.
And the most exercise was getting it back, you know, getting it upstairs.
Yeah.
And then that thing became a closet, basically. We hung nothing but clothes on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the most expensive coat hangers or clothes hangers you'll ever buy is a treadmill. And people, you know, every year they come out with new technology. There's a new infomercial. There's this new apparatus. People have to have this crap. They bring it home, and then it just sits there. And then they're like, I don't know. It's too hot to work out in the house, and I can't really feel the vibe unless I'm around other people. They've always got this excuse. Nobody uses this crap.
Yeah, and then the other one was me. I bought a full carbon bike. $1,200. I still have it, but my wife just keeps on looking over there, and she goes, you can't even see the spokes anymore. There's so much cobwebs on it.
Man, isn't that a shame, though? You know, man. People, we get all these big ideas and great ambitions, and we set out to conquer the world, and we get it home, we're like, oh, God, why did I waste the money, too? Why did I lie to myself? Why did I let my wife lie to me? Or why did I lie to me? And then the stuff just sits there. It's stupid.
The use you get out of it is so far and few. Even if it's something you really like to do, use I get out of it is so far and few.
Yeah, Dana, don't you have some stuff that's sitting around? Don't you have a couple of kayaks that you don't use?
Oh, you're going to do that to
Dana. I have a kayak.
Yeah.
And I use it once or twice a year.
See? That's good.
Yeah, but that doesn't justify the ownership.
No, not for what I paid for this particular kayak.
You could have went down and rented them.
Or I could have gone the cheap route and got like a $250 one or $500 one from Costco or Walmart.
Did you ask Kenny? Did you say, that, hey, Kenny, I want to buy this and spend a bunch of money? Or did you just override him and you just buy it?
No. So this this is going to show you a lot about my relationship. My budget was about $700. That was as high as I was going to go.
Okay.
And we go into REI, which I know is overpriced, but we love REI. Mm-hmm. And this kayak was so amazing that Kenny convinced me that it was the kayak I had to have. And so I doubled my budget, basically.
Spent about $1,500.
About $1,800.
Whoa, a little over double.
See, Kenny likes the finer things in life, too.
And talked her into getting something nice.
Yes. He convinced me that it was a good investment.
So he talked you into buying the better one when you would have been just happy with
the $700. I should have just gotten a bucket. I mean, it was so ridiculous.
And did he say that he was going to use it too?
Well, we share it. We always share it. So
when you talk about it getting used twice a year, is that combined ownership?
No. I've used it like at least twice a year.
Okay. So you got the kayak sitting there, and you haven't used it since when?
Since last year.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't gone out yet. And then the other thing that I have he bought one for his wife, too. He's hanging out on hold. But I asked my mom for a sewing machine. I have not used it. Well, I tried using it once, and I jammed it, and I couldn't figure out how to unjam it, and I gave up.
Oh, sewing machines scare me. They look very different.
Well, no wonder. That's why Kenny hasn't married her yet. I wouldn't marry some broad that couldn't run a sewing machine. Are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's like, I know it sounds old school, but there's no way I'm putting a ring on it if you're getting yarn stuck or thread stuck in the damn needle.
I can hand stitch, but forget about using the sewing machine.
I'd like to know how many girls out there right now can still use a sewing machine. I can't even tell you the last time I've seen one sold.
Yeah, I pass that sewing machine company, you know, on
Meisner.
In Cap City every now and again. I'm like, who in the hell goes in there
and buys sewing machines? I mean, my aunt had one growing up, I think.
Hey, Tim says here you bought your wife a sewing machine, and then she started acting like Dana.
She was just all gung-ho, die-hard. She's going to, like, make clothes for the kids and just all this stuff. It's going to
I bet the kids were happy with that. The kids are like, oh, yeah, Mom, that's what I want. Yeah. Head-stitched clothes. Yeah. Yay. Are you going to make it look just like the stuff at Nordstrom and Macy's?
Make it look like a frontiersman.
Yeah.
Just like that. So she went on and on. I let this go for, like, a month and thinking she was just going to, like, give up. Nope, man. Every day I heard about this song, so I'm like, fine. Go down, get her a not super high-end, but a good one. Buy her all the stuff to do it.
Yeah.
You know, couple thousand dollars, about $3,000 worth of stuff. Woo! And
wow.
It has all been, I got holes in my pants. I never had anything made for me. The kids don't have anything made for them. This thing sits in the garage and takes up an enormous amount of space in one of my cabinets. And,
did she ever, like, do anything with it? Did she ever sit down and, like, get into it, or did it just always sit there?
I saw it on the sewing table for a while, but I never saw it work or do anything that it was supposed to do.
So why don't you guys eBay it? Why don't you Craigslist it? Why don't you get rid of it?
Hey, people still use them, man, for
every
sure.
Every time I go to do that, it gets back on this, no, you know, we should keep it just in case, you know, I'm going to use it, and this, oh, yeah, I'm going to, it goes back to that. So I just pretty much store this thing.
That's awful. That's awful.
Yeah.
I feel you, because there was one time, too, and I don't know why we haven't eBayed it. My wife won't let it go. She wanted to get into photography. She wants this camera.
I remember that.
Oh, maybe I should not get into photography then.
Yeah, she did it for a while, though. Well, she was out doing that
to her defense. She did it for a couple of years, pretty hardcore.
And she got good.
Okay. And she's taking pictures of this and that. She's going to all these places. And her and this other chick, they're taking these cameras. You know.
In her defense, she was very serious about this for quite a while.
I guess. But now she hasn't used the camera in a long time. And I'm like, what's wrong with that camera? You know, and she's like, oh, well, I kind of want a better one. I said, God, no. I'm not going to buy you a better camera. And then, so it kind of faded. Now the camera just sits in there. And every now and again, I'll see it sitting in the case. I'm like, I'm going to eBay that thing. Said, no. Same thing with the guy. No. I might want to get back into it. And if I don't get another camera, I got to keep this one because I know you don't want to buy me a new one. I said, take pictures then. I'll tear my clothes off. I mean, what woman wants?
Back the train up.
What woman wouldn't want to photograph this? So I'll rip all my clothes off, but I'll stand there with
Nobody wants to photograph Ron Jeremy II.
Right now that doesn't want to photograph.
I got my left leg perched up on the couch, my hands on my hips. I'm bone naked.
God, you're making it worse.
Yeah, and I give her hip thrust. Even that doesn't make her get the camera out and take pictures. I'm like, no way, you're done with this.
That's just like in art classes. The nude models are always people you do not want to see nude. That is exactly what your wife was
like. I don't think I've ever said this to Dana, and I really mean this with so much respect. Dana, you bitch. How dare you compare me to a nude art model? How dare you?
Dog and Joe.